From Spark and Anvil and Civic Forge, this is Harold, in Chapter 1 of the Civic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the middle of the market square stood a great cork notice board, and beside it, most days, a long-legged crane named Harold, pinning up the day's decisions where anyone tall or small could stop and read them. Harold wrote in big, plain letters, "The council will fix the leaning wall. The festival lantern was found. It had rolled under the baker's cart. The green will close for 1 week to re-turf." Small things and large things, all on the same open board. A sleek weasel sidled up. "The council's picking who gets the last market stall this morning. Between us, best not to post that one. If people see how we chose, there'll be fuss." Harold pinned it up anyway, neat and clear, and stepped back so the weasel could read it too. "If seeing how we chose would cause a fuss," Harold said mildly, "then the choosing is the problem, and hiding it just delays the fuss and adds a betrayal on top. A decision no one is allowed to see isn't finished. It's just waiting to be found out."
Have you ever found out something had been decided about you in secret? What hurt more, the decision or the hiding? Harold had been on the wrong side of a hidden decision once, and it had taught the whole lesson at once. When Harold was young, the Marsh Council had quietly rerouted the spring water, a decision made in a back reed room, told to no one. Harold's family only found out when their pond ran low, and they went looking for why. The rerouting itself might have been sensible, there might have been good reasons, but no one ever got to hear them, because no one was ever told. And so what people remembered wasn't the reasons. What they remembered was that it had been done in the dark. Harold, young and thirsty at the edge of the shrinking pond, had felt something crack that was hard to mend. It wasn't even anger at the choice. It was the sick, small feeling of realizing that things were being decided about you in rooms you weren't allowed to see, that you'd been treated as someone to manage rather than someone to tell. And Harold noticed something strange. The hiding had done more damage than the decision ever could have. A rerouted stream you could adjust to, a council you couldn't see, you could never quite trust again. That was when Harold started keeping a board where nothing hid.
Harold walked to the youth council at 12, a roll of pins already tucked under one wing. Tellus, the ancient tortoise, who took the long view, met Harold and asked the question, "What is transparency?" For an answer, Harold asked the council what it had decided in its last closed meeting, a small matter of who would water the green. When the councilor shifted and murmured that it hadn't really been written down anywhere, Harold simply wrote it, then and there, on a fresh card, and pinned it to the square's open board, for all to read. "There," said Harold, "now it's a decision. Before, it was only a rumor, with the council's name on it. A choice the people it touches can't see isn't a public act. It's a private one wearing a public coat." Tellus blinked, slow and pleased. "You are appointed."
In Harold's workshop, really just the shed behind the notice board, full of pins and plain cards, a young sparrow fluttered in, agitated. "Harold, if we post everything, people will argue about everything. Isn't it kinder to just handle some things quietly so nobody worries?" Harold handed the sparrow a card and a pin. "I understand the wish. Hiding a decision feels like protecting people from worry, but it isn't protection. It's borrowing their trust without asking, and trust always gets paid back with interest. When a choice is posted in the open, people can read it, question it, and even change your mind before it's too late. When it's hidden and later found, and it's always later found, they don't just disagree with the choice. They stop believing anything you didn't show them. One hidden decision poisons 100 honest ones." Harold tapped the open board through the shed window. Post it plainly. Let them see how you chose. A decision that can survive being seen is a strong one. A decision that can't survive being seen was never really yours to make. The sparrow turned the blank card over. Even when the choice is unpopular? Especially then, Harold said. That's when people most need to see it wasn't done to them in the dark.
Think of a grown-up who told you the plain truth, even when it was awkward. How did that change how much you trusted them? The sparrow went quiet, the card still light in their claws. There's a teacher back home, the sparrow said slowly, who always tells us the real reason, even when it's boring or awkward, like when they changed the seating and just explained it, straight out, instead of pretending it was random. The sparrow looked up. I'd follow that teacher anywhere. I never thought about why until right now. That's it. That's the whole thing, Harold said warmly. Being told the truth plainly, even the awkward truth, is how you find out someone thinks you can handle it. It's a kind of respect. That steady, settled feeling of, they didn't hide it from me, so I can trust what they show me. That's what an open board is really for. Not to cause arguments, to let people rest, because they know there's no dark room where the real decisions get made. Harold slid the pin toward the sparrow. Go pin something true where everyone can see it. Watch how people stand a little easier once they know nothing's hiding. The sparrow took the pin, and the agitation in their wings settled into something calmer, and they flew out to the open board in the bright square.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Harold. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.